Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, some big businesses are having second thoughts about allowing workers to work full-time from home. Could this be a selling point for small businesses competing for workers? And how to give yourself some digital detox while you're on vacation? Those stories after this. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state, unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices helped it become a leader in industries that range from agribusiness and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Well, big businesses have embraced flexible work practices, but fewer of them seem to favor full-time working from home. Wall Street Journal reporter John Simons says managers are demanding more collaboration and greater control over the workday, but bringing workers back isn't easy. Maybe small businesses can take advantage of employees who are no longer thrilled with the big business change. John, what's up here?
Basically, there's this trend with a lot of large employers to call back their workers from remote work. Basically, there is a call variously for greater control over workers and their workday and how they're working, in addition to companies saying that they want to put their workers in closer contact with customers, and they want to put them in closer contact with each other so that they're coming up with, you know, brilliant ideas in the workplace and bouncing off of each other in lots of different ways that might sort of uncover brilliant ideas.
Wow. Who's doing it that we know of?
So there's IBM that did it most recently, Aetna, Bank of America, Best Buy, Honeywell International, Reddit even did it, and famously we know about Yahoo and HP that did it back in 2013.
Wow. So do they want these folks back every day of the week, or just more often than just pop in, or what are they looking for?
A lot of times it's every day of the week. The expectations are that you're coming back to regular 9-to-5 office work, where you're in the office collaborating with colleagues, you know, sitting at your desk. And for a lot of people who are returning from telecommuting, especially those who have been telecommuting for a really long time, it takes some adjustment to get back into regular office work. A lot of times people are returning to new office setups, these open offices that, you know, are very controversial, and people, you know, either love them or hate them. So people are giving up not only control over their hours and how they work, but they're giving up privacy and, you know, the ability to say, hey, I want to go out and go for a run at 11:30. I don't want to be in this meeting.
Wow. Are there specific types of workers maybe that are getting called in more than others? I don't know, whether the sales staff or the marketing staff, something like that?
No, usually salespeople are, you know, sort of out on the road. And it varies. I mean, it's everyone, marketing folks, anyone.
Mm. We're speaking with John Simons, management reporter at the Wall Street Journal. His piece is called "The Boss Wants You Back in the Office." All right, so this cannot be an easy sell. Do we find that people are quitting, resigning, looking for different opportunities given this new call?
There are some people who are looking for different opportunities, but you know, in a lot of cases, when your job says, you know, when you have a good job and your boss says we need you back in the office, you're going to head back in. And you know, sometimes these situations occur, these going back into the office situations occur when people take new jobs. They've been working for one company from home for a long period of time, and then they switch to a company that has a less kind of open attitude toward telecommuting.
Thanks, John. Wall Street Journal reporter John Simons. And just as technology makes you accessible to everyone, anywhere and anytime, you can use these same tools to responsibly take a little time off for when you need it. Perhaps a short digital detox is just what the doctor ordered. Here are some tips on how to perform some digital detox from USA Today. First, when you're taking some time off, start by tweaking your out-of-office email auto-reply message. If you can delegate, perhaps include a line like, "If it's urgent, please contact so-and-so." Setting up an auto-reply is quite easy for popular email programs like Outlook and Gmail. Another suggestion, you can always schedule emails to be sent while you're away. With Outlook, start a new message, click Options near the upper middle of the screen, select Delay Delivery, and finally click Do Not Deliver Before, then schedule your email. A new feature unveiled recently, Slack, now lets you set your status so you can let your teammates know things like you're away, when you'll be back, or anything else you want to share. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. And if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.